Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A volcano in Iceland erupting after weeks of warning and increased seismic activity. That volcano in the country's most populated region and home to its capital began erupting yesterday, spewing lava into the air, causing a fissure that was last reported to be 2.5 miles long and growing quickly. Experts said yesterday that that eruption posed a significant and immediate threat to both the nearby town of Grindavik and a geothermal power plant. Lava currently flows less than 2 miles away from the town of around 3,000 people, which was evacuated last month. It's not looking good for the sitting president, according to the latest poll.
President Biden's approval rating is reaching an historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while 61% disapprove. Particularly, the president received unfavorable ratings for his management of immigration and inflation. This poll emerges with the 2024 election less than 11 months away. I'm John Schaefer.
Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, will be laid to rest today. Both President Joe Biden and Chief Justice John Roberts will speak at her funeral, held at Washington's National Cathedral. O'Connor, nominated in 1981 by President Ronald Reagan and retired from the High Court in 2006 after serving for nearly 25 years. She passed away on December 1st at the age of 93. The Biden administration set to unveil another military aid package for Ukraine before the year concludes, with Republicans saying that aid to Ukraine should be coupled with a deal on immigration. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wonka claims the leading position at the box office, with the candy-themed fantasy musical raking in an estimated $39 million during its opening weekend. This surpasses the combined total of the other 10 movies that earned at least $1 million over the weekend. Timothy Chalamet, taking on the title role, originally portrayed by Gene Wilder in the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The holiday travel season is upon us, and U.S. officials are reporting that passport processing times have reverted to pre-pandemic levels. During the peak of the pandemic, individuals faced delays of up to 3 months for passport application processing. The Department of State now assures that passport applications will be handled within 8 weeks for standard service and 3 weeks for expedited service. Notably, the department recorded a record number of applications between October of 2022 and September of this year, issuing over 24 million books and cards during that period. Walt Disney World's Animal Kingdom welcoming the arrival of its first African elephant calf in 7 years. Born on Saturday, Cora weighed over 200 pounds and is presently bonding with her mother, Nadira, according to park officials. Cora's birth, part of the species survival plan. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, one of the things that comes to mind is that it doesn't have to be this complicated, you know, to get this country back on track. People are purposely, you know, and especially those that are politically minded and so culturally influenced right now, are just on purpose making things so unnecessarily confusing. I want the old days. Maybe I'm just, you know, channeling my old Renaissance self and thinking that we should return to simpler times, if that's even at all possible. Liz Peek is with us right now, the Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm terrific.
Hey, well, wonderful. Definitely better than the ladies of Harvard. Well, again, you know, Liz, we talked about this last week. DEI seemed like it's run its course. Corporate America is realizing, no bueno, it doesn't add up. We're not any better off. In fact, we're worse off. Things have gotten more complicated and unnecessarily so. And DEI, you know, we said a long time ago, DEI was D-I-E. With death and die, you know, and that's what it, and it seems like DEI has turned in, actually, it's got a new iteration, which is DEE, diversity, equity, and exclusion, according to the mayor of Boston,
yeah.
With her special Christmas invite. I mean, and then you got what Dr. Gay said, and you realize, go, wait a minute, these are two women that are supposedly, you know, on the surface are should be pretty smart, and coming from Harvard, and it's not a good look or a good a promotion of Harvard when you have you know, this kind of expository, do you?
Well, look, I think Harvard's taken a tremendous reputational hit here. Not only because their president really did look like a dunce when testifying before Congress, but also because then you had 1,000 faculty members right on her behalf, supporting her. And, you know, you don't have to dig very deep to find really a lot of damning evidence about this faculty. I mean, the Harvard Crimson does a survey every year of the faculty. And I think last year, 80% described themselves, 80% as either liberal or very liberal. There were.
I think it was higher than that, Liz. I heard a number as high as like 97%. I mean, but anyway, regardless, 80 or 97%. That's a super majority on any campus, right?
Well, and I think it's pretty typical of every campus. But keep in mind, what you may have read included moderates, so described self-described moderates. But the reality is it's a very left-wing faculty, of course. And that is the self-perpetuating issue here, because over the last, I would say, 30 or 40 years, and I actually think this goes back to the Vietnam War, when, if you remember, opponents of the war could escape the draft by becoming teachers. And they did large numbers. And then they hired like-minded people to staff the faculty lounges. And then they hired the descendants of those like-minded people. So you had this big leftward drift. Mind you, I would think it's fair to say academia has always been left-leaning. That's just the nature of it. But now there is what's disturbing, and I think I'm pretty right on these numbers, but 30% of the faculty may be higher and a little bit squishier definition, opposes hiring anyone with a different point of view. So it isn't just like they all kind of find themselves in one big happy family. It is purposeful, and it is very exclusionary, to use your word, and that's how they like it, because they don't really, look, here's the problem. They don't really have the arguments to debate. Well, you know, if you had a political science classroom and you had a wild socialist liberal and a hard right conservative, who's going to win the argument in that classroom? The answer is the conservative is, because we know that conservative policies have taken, and capitalism have booted millions of people, billions, out of poverty. The other side has not. They have created the absolute collapse of once wealthy nations like Venezuela or Argentina. That's what happens under far-left socialist policy. So they don't want division of opinion in the classroom or in the faculty. And I think that is pretty horrifying. So, you know, what will happen now? I don't think DEI is dead. It's too ingrained right now in corporate America. Every corporation's looking over their shoulder to see how many of this category you have in management jobs or how many of that. You're being assessed all the time by activists for that. No one is coming to you and saying, okay, we want to make sure you have diversity in terms of including conservatives in your management ranks. That doesn't happen, Bill. So, you know, it's a one-sided push.
Right. But the other, to me, what I'm starting to see, and I guess which I want to be encouraged over, is that parts of corporate America are seeing where DEI has not served them well. It's hurt the bottom line. As you know, and with your business background, you still got to deliver a bottom line. So, but you're exactly right. When you think about the growth of all these DEI agents and HR, how it's developed, I mean, it went from, you know, staffs of maybe a half dozen. Now you've got over, in some cases, over 100 people in HR. And so this, this DEI, entrenchment is so involved in the culture. I mean, even Bob Iger is, you know, he's dealing with the reality of where Disney is right now, and he's thinking, oy vey, how do I turn this around? I mean, I've got a culture here that is so entrenched and messed up. I mean, they've really lost track of why they're in business, why Disney is in operation.
Well, I think that's right. And I think I would guess that people like Bob Iger are pretty stunned by the backlash. And you know, shame on them, really. Disney, remember, all the fuss with Disney goes back to a phrase I can't stand, gender-affirming care.
Yes.
Arguments about whether, if you have a trans kid, should you allow really invasive procedures in the child's life before they become an adult. And, you know, I think that Ron DeSantis was totally on the right side of this argument, but Disney could not leave it alone. The problem, I know quite a few CEOs, and I'll tell you their problem. Their problem is young liberal women who work in these organizations, and it's mostly women who are very on top of and insistent about issues like this, and they make life absolute holy hell for the CEO if he doesn't go along. Violence, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And during the George Floyd backlash And then since then, if you are a corporate CEO, you sit on the sidelines, that's bad. Well, guess what? Companies are finding out it isn't bad. It's what people want them to do. I'm sick to death of corporate America weighing into social issues that they have no expertise in. They have, you know, about the time that Disney opposed...
Liz, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Yeah. Let's pick it up on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, continues with us. Liz, you know, the interesting thing that's happening, I mean, more and more you hear, you know, from some businesses, they're looking at these colleges And what are they going to do after people have paid, you know, maybe close to $500,000 in education? They can't find a job because they're associated with some of these colleges that are so woke that, you know, these CEOs are going, look at, I got enough of this stuff. I got enough of these agents already in my company. If I keep, you know, filling billets with people that are woke, I'm not going to be able to turn the ship around, and it's going to be more trouble than it's worth.
Well, you know, you just have to kind of hope that young people tend to start, as you know, young people tend to start out very, very liberal, and then sort of the hard reality of life smacks them in the face, and they begin to realize that things really don't turn out the way they expect. So you kind of hope that as this Gen Z, Gen X, Y begin to age out a little bit, they'll kind of begin to get come down to earth. Meanwhile, I mean, I applaud companies who just pay attention to what they should be paying attention to, which is their business. And
exactly.
There is a wonderful leavening factor in the profit motive, right? Mm-hmm. You kind of tend to, you know, all this stuff about, remember one of the big corporate organizations, not the Chamber of Commerce, but the corporate board or whatever it's called, kind of changed the corporate mission statement about 10 years ago. Now they're supposed to be talking not just about doing what's right for their business and their shareholders, but there's a whole galaxy of other interested parties that you're supposed to be watching out for. The reality is, if you're a good CEO and you're a good business person, you're already looking out for your employees. You're looking out for other companies that do business with you, your suppliers, et cetera. I don't mean that you're kind to them, but you have to make it worth their while to work for you. And the only way that works is if you are successful. So,
exactly.
You know, frankly, they should just hands off, let people strive for excellence, do the best job they can. And frankly, that's kind of how you achieve in this world. And then you're creating jobs. You're doing things. Mm-hmm. I wrote a piece today that's just out on the Hill, Bill, about Elon Musk and the fact that Joe Biden, this vindictive, petty, tyrannical president, and he is a nasty man. We now know that thanks to Axios and various other groups that have actually taken the lid off kindly Joe Biden. He is not kindly. He's a nasty man. And he has decided that Elon Musk is enemy number one. Elon Musk is the wealthiest man in the world because he has created incredible companies. And Joe Biden's whole climate program would not exist without Tesla actually having convinced Americans that buying an electric car was not a complete waste of money. The Ukraine war would not be going on were it not for SpaceX delivering absolutely essential internet connections to the armed forces of Ukraine. And yet, because Musk doesn't hire union labor, because he released the Twitter files, which exposed the Biden White House as censoring important COVID-related information, he is public enemy number one. You cannot believe the phalanx of federal agencies now investigating or threatening Elon Musk's business. This is the state of corporate America these days. You're terrified of Joe Biden.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, look at this administration has weaponized every three-letter agency in our government. The bureaucracy has gotten so mean-spirited. I mean, you know, we see what they're doing with Donald Trump. You know, we got some good news here, which is going to be interesting. I don't know if you saw this, but Jake Lang, who's been on our show many times, he's a J6er. He's been in solitary confinement and in the D.C. gulag for over 3 years without due process. And he appealed to the Supreme Court. And this one key issue that they're going to be dealing with has ramifications in Donald Trump's case, and not to mention all the other J6ers that have been incarcerated without due process. And in my conversation with Jake, I said, Jake, why are they holding on to you? And he says, Bill, frankly, because I won't surrender. They want me to disavow Donald Trump and anything that has to do with conservatism. If I do that, which others have done, and, you know, they get off with a minor sentence. Others have not. I mean, as many as 22 years. And there's so much yet to be understood about what happened with J6. Some of this, you know, the video now that's being released and more revelation. Steve Sun's book as well. He talks about the cabal that went on and how they refused to, you know, give him the resources, the National Guard that he had requested for, information that Nancy Pelosi had in her hands 3 days prior and did not send forth to him. Steve Stuntz, he's the head of the Capitol Police. He's the number one guy, and they're not getting him the information. This thing, Liz, it boils down to, with everything about the Biden administration, it's all a setup. It is all contrived, you know.
It really stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And maybe, you know, like you write about with, you know, as wiggy as Joe Biden, has been a rough week, you know, on him. I mean, the polls are coming out. I mean, Donald Trump in swing states, you know, 10 points ahead. The Democrats, their knees are rattling because they're thinking, oh, my God, you know, Trump could get elected. Biden is just not working. And then, of course, the Hunter Biden situation, this is just, you know, the mess continues to get hotter and hotter, right?
And it really is amazing to me that the New York Times, for example, today had a headline about there's no evidence. That's the key phrase for Democrats right now. There's no evidence tying Joe Biden to all this misdeeds of his son. That's just not true. I mean,
right.
I don't know if it's convincing evidence, but there's all these checks and so forth. I mean, I think my reaction to Hunter Biden and what he did the other day, refusing to come in and talk to Congress in the way that they had subpoenaed him to do, it's almost like he hates his father. It's almost like he's really trying to destroy his father's presidency. Because that day, all the headlines were about Hunter Biden, not about Donald Trump and something he might have said, not about Joe Biden and things he's trying to accomplish or Zelensky or anything else. All about Hunter Biden. That's what the country was watching. And what does that really do? It doesn't really, I mean, all else off the table, doesn't really look good for the president, for his son to be defying a congressional subpoena. I mean, doesn't anyone think that's a little bit jarring? I do.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the questions, you know, that asked the press secretary. Did Hunter tell his dad? I mean, did his dad give him any advice about, responding appropriately to the subpoena? And, of course, she refused to comment or gave some sort of goofy answer, as usual. But regardless, like you said, for a dad who cares so much about his son, and obviously they care about the presidency, I mean, it has served them well. I mean, look at the yield that it's been able to, give to this family, right?
Well, and look, do you not think absolutely 100% that Joe Biden will pardon Hunter if he has the opportunity to do so? Of course he is. He's not, mind you, I don't think that Hunter Biden is probably headed for jail. That's a stretch. But the reality is he's going to have all kinds of lines of activity closed to him in terms of business opportunities if he is convicted of a crime.
Yes. But he could pardon him right now, though, Liz, right? And if he did, that would put a squash on everything.
I don't think you can until you have a conviction. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong.
I checked. I was checking with one legal analyst, and I said, and he said, no, they can. He can do it right now. I said, interesting, because I thought the same thing. I thought there had to be a conviction.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe he will. Maybe he will. If he does, it'll be like Christmas Eve or sometime where it's guaranteed not to get any press coverage. And that's fine. I don't care if he does it. It is such a flagrant abuse of power, and I think everyone will kind of regard it that way. Look, Joe Biden, in my view, is toast. I don't know what the Democrats are going to do, because week after week, all these states where you have to be on the ballot. I think, actually, Bill, you may remember I did a piece about 1968 and how the convention became such a bloodbath for Democrats.
Right.
I think that could happen again. I think we end up in the convention.
Well, stay tuned for details. Liz Pink, Fox News interpreter, Wall Street analyst. Thank you, Liz. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Bill. Merry
Happy Hanukkah. All right, you got it. All right, take care.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA News Update. A volcano in Iceland has erupted after weeks of warning and increased seismic activity. It erupted yesterday, spewing lava into the air and causing a fissure that was last reported to be 2.5 miles long. It's not looking good for the sitting president, according to the latest poll. President Biden's approval rating has reached a historic low, according to the latest poll by Monmouth University. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, will be laid to rest today. She served the high court for nearly 25 years. She passed away on December 1st at the age of 93. The Biden administration set to unveil another military aid package for Ukraine, Republicans saying that aid to Ukraine should be coupled with a deal on immigration. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Micah Van Hus is going to join us in just a few moments. He's going to talk about his new book. It's going to be released in spring of next year. He served four tours of duty as a U.S. Marine Corps scout sniper, a Department of Defense contractor in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And his new book is titled Secret Societies. Micah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Semper Fi, my brother.
Semper Fi, Bill. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, before we talk about the book, can we get a little bit of assessment, being since your recent commitment and service to our country? What is the state of our military right now? There's lots of opinion flying around and concern that the military has lost its sense of mission, that we're more concerned about pronouns and sex changes and abortions as opposed to the defense of our country. What do you say?
Yes, sir. We've lost focus. We've lost focus as a country in whole. There are obviously those of us who still appreciate our military and love what our military has done. But as you stated, our military has not only gone downhill in its morals along with our country, but also I do believe that the Obama administration and the Biden administration both are purposely weakening the United States of America. And that actually, when we talk about secret societies, that will tie into their plan of taking America down to its knees. But, yeah, I think it's been purposeful from the world elites through the Obama and Biden administrations. So, yeah. It's sad to see, I got out in 2013. My nephew joined the Marine Corps, and he got discharged because he refused the vaccine. So it's a totally different military than it even was a decade ago.
I bet. Well, Micah, you know, what I hear consistently is the flag officers are so compromised that we lost a lot of good generals, and the new breed of generals that are there are the ones that are pronoun sensitive and they're culture warriors as opposed to military warriors.
Yeah, and it's sad to see Millie in front of Congress. And but this is the cycle. This is the fourth inning. Bad men breed bad times, and bad times breed good men. So we need to stay strong. Those of us that are, that believe in our morals and believe in what is right and what is good, the fourth turning will turn, and it'll be our turn to turn bad times into good times again.
Well, it's interesting because you mentioned that we've mentioned it in other cases, but certainly this happens in the military because it's a product of the people that are making up the military. So it's that natural cycle that takes place. God willing, we have a chance to make that turn and be able to, you know, get the proper footing that is needed to defend our country, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And again, it's been a decade since I've been in. How long ago did you get out, Bill?
Oh, this is going to Vietnam. So I was done in 72.
Well, I appreciate your service.
And yours as well. So well before you were born, Micah. So,
yes, sir.
But nonetheless, I mean, we still have a proud heritage in the Marine Corps, though.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Semper Fi.
Yes, Semper Fi. So this book that you felt, you know, you had to write this book on secret societies, and as you're doing it, you've already kind of given us a bit of a hint that you see how the tentacles, drive deep and broad and are influencing the current condition of our military today.
Yeah, and the one thing that has stood in the way of these societies, the elite, and I draw it back in my book, I draw it back to the princes of the powers of the air that
yes.
Jesus Christ came to war against.
Mm-hmm.
These secret societies have been lasting for thousands of years with their goal of ushering in a final battle with the Creator, which is, we know, as the Battle of Armageddon.
Right.
Societies, the elites, they will, these princes of the power of the air, they will get their goal. They will have the Battle of Armageddon, but they won't win.
Mm-hmm.
So the middle class, the peasant class, has stood in their way for so many millennium that that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring down the peasant class, the middle class of the United States of America. There's so many of us. They're trying to bring us to our knees, and I think that's what we're seeing, whether Joe Biden even knows what he's doing. He's definitely being puppeteered. He probably knows a bit, but yeah, they're trying to bring us to our knees. That's what they're trying to do.
Well, no doubt Barack Obama was instrumental, but look what he did to the middle class. I mean, all but devastated it. And it took Donald Trump to come in to revive it. And then, of course, Joe Biden has been following suit. So whether it's he, you know, directly, and I agree with you, I don't think he's at the intellectual level to be able to orchestrate this on his own. And this is, it isn't by accident that he's following orders. Somebody else is, you know, as you say, you refer to him as a puppet. And I would agree with that assessment.
Yes, sir. Well, if I can, I'll give you a little bit of the overview of what the book entails from beginning to end.
Yeah, please. Let's go ahead. March us through.
So Secret Societies, Blood Never Sleeps is my third book. My first book was Ancient Cities and the Gods Who Built Them, talking about ancient times and the giants in the Bible and giants throughout history and the Nephilim and the Watchers. Then my second book was The Earth as It Was, my speculation about the Earth before the Great Flood. We're talking about dinosaurs and creation and giants again. And now we're into Secret Societies. So this book, the 60-second overview, without getting into all the details, we can get into the details of one after. Generally, the Watchers in Genesis chapter 6 came to the earth and taught forbidden knowledge to mankind. They slept with women and they had giant offspring called the Nephilim. That's a giant we read about through the Bible and mythology and history. So this knowledge of the Watchers was passed on through the flood. Hermes, the Greek god, found this knowledge carved on the Emerald Tablet from Arabic tales, and he passed that knowledge to Nimrod. And that enabled Nimrod to build mighty Babylon, usher in the mystery religions of the world, and possibly build the Tower of Babel. Freemasons,
and we know Nimrod is the mighty warrior, right? That was his design, right? Yes,
a mighty butcher, a mighty conqueror, a mighty hunter before the Lord, as the Scripture says it. So the Masons, there's kind of two veins of Freemasonry: those that say that they came from King Solomon, the wise patriarch in the Bible, and an all-knowledgeable builder in the Bible. But Freemasonry really comes from Nimrod. According to the Regis Manuscript, written in 1390 AD, Freemasonry claims that Nimrod was the first excellent grandmaster of the Freemasons. So from Nimrod and Hermeticism, Hermes, the Greek god finding the knowledge of the Watchers, all this knowledge has been passed, this secret knowledge, through the secret society. It doesn't matter if it's Knights Templar, if it's Freemasons, if it's Illuminati, if it's Rosicrucians. The knowledge has been passed through the elites onto nowadays the Bilderberg Group, World Economic Forum. The knowledge of the Watchers, they are trying to ascend mankind into godhood ourselves. Enlightenment, we call it the New Age movement, we call it theosophy, back with Helena Blavatsky, Hermeticism at its roots. So the knowledge that mankind will one day become gods, join the gods in the cosmos, that is what these secret societies are trying to do to our world. And again, as we stated earlier, they have to bring the middle class to their knees in order to usher this in. So they will get their Battle of Armageddon, but they will not win.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is their vision, and all this is coming together. So in these secret societies, they all come to a head. They're all as one, are they not? I mean, you know, whether you call them Freemasons or the Bilderberg, these are all, you know, associated or one and the same?
Associated is a good word. Separate entities, but the powers behind them are the same. We're talking about princes,
right,
the powers of the air. We're talking about the angelic rulers put over the nations in Deuteronomy chapter 32, which happens right after the Tower of Babel. Angels take these nations. They're the old gods, the gods of old Dagon to the Philistines. Osiris, who Nimrod becomes after he dies in the Egyptian culture. So these princes of the power of the air, they are behind the scenes. So they are all connected in the evil purposes. Now, let's get a little bit into child sex trafficking, abortion.
Yes.
When people sacrifice, when they sacrifice their children, when they kill their children, even child sex trafficking gives the power to these princes there. That is what they desire. Our world is full of it, child sex trafficking. Why do you think the southern border is open? It's because it is a fresh supply of children that nobody will notice, and they are being used, Epstein Island, they are being used by the political elite, by the world's elite, not only for sexual purposes, but also, if you've heard of adrenochrome, harvesting their adrenaline to get high. Madonna even almost said it on air. So, yeah, they're doing terrible things to these children. That's one of the reasons our southern border stays wide open.
Yeah, this is there's so much hidden from us, but at the same time, there's so much being revealed here if you have eyes to see, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And, this book has been an awesome journey, adventure to write. I've learned.
I bet.
And it's been a lot of fun.
I bet. Micah Van Hus is with us. We're going to talk more about his book, which is going to be coming out next year in spring. Can't wait for it. Secret societies. Where did they originate? And what part did they play in America's founding? And what role are they playing in our country's future? Stay with us. We've got more from Micah on the other side. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, and we got Micah Van Hus. We're talking about his upcoming book, Secret Societies, that'll be released in spring of next year. He served 4 tours of duty as a U.S. Marine Corps scout sniper and Department of Defense contractor in both Iraq and Afghanistan. In Secret Societies, let's rewind for just a moment, because you gave us a brief synopsis of where they originated. And what part did they play in America's founding, Micah?
Yes, sir. So when we get into America's founding, we get into the Freemasons, a big part of it, a little bit of the Illuminati, and even into the Knights Templar. Let me start with the Knights Templar. In 1309, King Philip IV of France, needing their wealth, the vast treasures of the Knights Templar, he persecuted the Knights Templar and brought them basically to an end in name only. In 1309, he accused them of all kinds of heresy. But in other countries, that was France, in other countries, the Knights Templar just changed their name and were actually honored by a lot of the kings. And so we're talking about Portugal. The Knights Templar became the Order of the Knights of Christ in Portugal. Now, Portugal, there is a theory on the name of Portugal because there was a letter written from the King of Portugal to the Knights Templar inviting them to come make their headquarters there. And it was a cryptic note that said Port of the Grail. So the Holy Grail, the treasures of the Knights Templar, the name Portugal possibly comes from Port of the Grail. But what I want to say on that is when you look at the explorers that come out of Portugal and spread throughout the world, what do you see in their portrait? You see Knights Templar crosses on almost all of them. What is on the sails of Christopher Columbus's ships? The Niña Pinta and Santa Maria. They are Knights Templar crosses on his ships when they come to the New World. So the Knights Templar spread their kingdom throughout the world in an undercover fashion. That's why they're a secret society. And so then we get to into the founding of the United States of America. We're in the 1600s. Sir Francis Bacon, a European who had a lot to do with the founding of Virginia, he believed in enlightenment. We talked about the knowledge of the princes of the power of the air. They want mankind to become enlightened. They want them to become gods. So Sir Francis Bacon desperately wanted the New World to become Atlantis reborn, a place for the old gods to come back. And so we get into Freemasonry at the founding of the United States, and we kind of had two veins of Freemasonry. George Washington kind of represents the theological God of the Bible version of Freemasonry on which this country was founded, and it did last. Benjamin Franklin represented the other side of Freemasonry, Freemasonry on enlightenment and mankind wanting to become gods. And George Washington and Benjamin Franklin kind of had that conflict of what kind of Freemasonry they put into the founding of our country. So it's obvious. Freemasonry at the founding of our country is obvious. George Washington was a Mason. The cornerstone of the Capitol was laid in a Freemason ceremony. The symbolism on the back of the dollar bill, the design of Washington, D.C. So it was, it did bring about the United States. I do not believe that the Freemasons are in control of our country. I believe that obviously they had a great influence, but they're not in control today. They would like to be. The secret societies, the princes of the powers of the air would like to be, but they're not fully in control.
What about the design, you know, of Washington, D.C., for example, you know, the infrastructure, and it's been suggested that you see symbolism of Freemasonry in the infrastructure of Washington, D.C. itself.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the bigger arguments is the road map layout of Washington, D.C. A lot of people can show, I mean, you can see it if you make it an upside down pentagram.
Right.
You can see the design and the phallic symbol of the Washington Monument, the different things that they said are there. What is more interesting to me when I was doing the book was the symbolism on the back of the dollar bill. We have the unfinished pyramid with the all-seeing eye of Providence above it, and the Latin on the seal basically means what we started in 1776, God has ordained. That's generally the meaning of that. Now, look at the pyramid, the unfinished pyramid on the back of the dollar bill. It has 72 stones. Well, what does 72 have to do with history? Well, let me bring back to another. At the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., on the painting underneath the rotunda ceiling, has George Washington's ascension into godhood. He is sitting among the Roman gods in the cloud with the as above, so below sign. And again, that painting is surrounded by 72 stars. So what does 72 have to do with all this? And the number 72, what I'm going to say, kind of ties us into not only the Secret Society's book, but the next book I'm writing, which is Angels Eternal, about the spiritual realm and angels. Anyway, number 72 goes back to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8, after the Tower of Babel. When God divides the world, he divides it into 70 to 72 nations, and he sets 72 angels to rule over these nations. Now, that's Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7, 8, and 9. This is the point in Scripture where God chooses Israel as his chosen people, and he gives the other ones to angels. Now we get to Daniel chapter 10, and Daniel prays, and it takes the angel, likely Gabriel, 21 days to get to Daniel to answer the prayer because he's fighting against the prince of Persia.
Right.
This is an evil spiritual prince of a nation. And later in the chapter, it says the prince of Greece shall come. So here in that chapter, we have two evil spiritual princes of the nation. And two chapters later, it says Michael the archangel is the prince of Israel. So what we're seeing is these 72 ancient gods, who are angels, set over the nations to rule over them, Dagon and the Philistines, etc. And they're being symbolized in Washington, D.C. symbolism on the back of a dollar bill. And again, Sir Francis Bacon wanted the United States to be a new Atlantis, to bring back those old gods. So it all ties in, and it's fascinating to study.
Yeah, it really is. And when you think about... In the midst of all this, I mean, because when you consider the genius of the Constitution, there's no other word but genius, because it wasn't like they copied it from France or England or anything. I mean, this was totally, you know, revelatory, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And as we said, there was a struggle between what George Washington wanted, what Benjamin Franklin wanted, what Thomas Jefferson wanted. And you'll notice in the Declaration of Independence, the wording for God, nature's God, divine providence. That was a lot of Franklin's influence to take out the God of the Bible and have just kind of a generic God, because, again, Benjamin Franklin wanted us to be a people of enlightenment, which for the New Age movement wasn't around back then. But that was that brand of Freemasonry.
Well, and I hear Washington, you know, in his writings would often use divine providence as a reference to God as well. So, you know, obviously, you know, Franklin must have had some influence in his thinking, you know, as opposed to just, you know, why he wouldn't just specifically say Almighty God.
Yeah, and Franklin didn't necessarily want to acknowledge the good God of the Bible. Thomas Jefferson had different wording, and Franklin heavily influenced that on the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. But what's interesting at our founding, the Freemasonry was so involved. In fact, the United States Marine Corps, as you know, Tun Tavern, 1775, right. Congress called for the making of the Marine Corps, but it was a Freemason who was the first recruiter in the Freemason Tavern where they met, and the Freemason, the first commander. And then the Boston Tea Party was also formed, planned in the Green Dragon Tavern, which was a Freemason lodge. So it seemed that at our founding, the Patriots, they shared a love of secrecy, beer, and the kicking the crap out of tyrants. So it was obvious.
And not necessarily in that order, right?
right.
Yeah. So where we sit today, in light of these secret societies, you know, what comes to mind immediately is two areas in particular, Ukraine and Russia, and Israel and Hamas, Gaza.
And I've talked a bit about the Israel-Hamas conflict. Now, real quick before we get into the specifics on that.
Yeah, we got about three minutes left, Micah. So needless to say, we're going to have you back. But we'll go ahead and do the best we can right now with this next 3 minutes. Go ahead.
If I can take 6 seconds to plug my website, and then I'll get into that.
Okay, good. Let's do that.
MarginalMysteries.com. Mm-hmm. MarginalMysteries.com. You can see all my books, T-shirts, et cetera, and YouTube channel and all that. Okay. So when we talk about the princes, the powers of the air being put in charge over nations, these are nations without borders. These angels follow people. And when we get to Gaza, what was Gaza in the Old Testament? Gaza was the Philistines. We're talking about Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking
right.
about, and that was, their god was Dagon. So Dagon is likely still the prince over charge of that, those people. So when we're talking about Gaza, this is a spiritual battle going on. Of course, we know as Christians that the Israelites have been warring for thousands of years. There's never been peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, as far as the United States relates to us, Joe Biden is desperately trying to bring us to our knees by sending all of our money to Ukraine, Israel. He's trying to ruin the free market, trying to ruin the middle class, and is definitely playing out in the wars in the Middle East. Now, with that said, I do believe we need to stand with Israel. I believe as a Christian, Israel is God's chosen people, so I'm very happy to support Israel.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the dynamic with Ukraine and Russia, what's your read on that?
I think it has a bit to do when we talked about child sex trafficking and adrenochrome.
Mm-hmm.
There was one article, a couple of different publications about the Russian military liberating adrenochrome farm. Now we're talking about adrenochrome. We're talking about torturing children chained up to harvest their adrenaline, because the adrenaline gets whatever toxins in it as they're being tortured or under stress or duress. And so there have been articles of Russians liberating adrenochrome factories. And we're talking about Ukraine. Again, you know, the conflict of Russia, whichever side you come on, Ukraine is not an innocent country.
Right.
They have been quite corrupt. In fact, they're not holding elections. So there is a lot of theories that Joe Biden, the businesses he's dealing in Ukraine, the stuff we're getting out of Ukraine, the things going on in Ukraine, that you know, they're trying to cover it up and desperately trying to save Ukraine so that the world can't see the child sex trafficking and things that are going on through that country.
Well, you got to figure, Micah, something's going on, because look at how Congress has been hitting the brakes on the funding for Ukraine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just an indication there and something to think about. Micah Van Hus is our guest. Of course, we talked about his new book coming up next year, Secret Societies. Again, Micah, the website?
It's marginalmysteries.com, and I very much appreciate your time today, Bill.
Thank you, Micah. Semper Fi.
Is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The final phase.